The Lord is here. Come, let us worship him in spirit and in truth.
I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may prove what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. For by the grace given to me, I bid every one among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith which God had assigned him. For as in one body we have many members, and all the members do not have the same function, so we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, in proportion to our faith. If service, in our serving. He who teaches, in his teaching. He who exhorts, in his exhortation. He who contributes, in liberality. He who gives aid with zeal, he who does acts of mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Never flag in zeal. Be aglow with the Spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in your hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be conceited. Repay no one evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends upon you, live peaceably with all.
Let us pray. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, whose blessed Son came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, we beseech thee to bless us, who following in his steps, give ourselves to the service of our fellow men. Endue us with wisdom, patience, and courage to strengthen the weak and raise up those who fall, that by being inspired by thy love, we may worthily minister in thy name. We thank thee for time in which we can live and educate ourselves to fulfill the responsibilities that are assigned to us. We continually ask for thy guidance. For the sake of him who laid down his life for us, the same thy Son, our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
The school year is almost over. In 3 weeks, the 13th year of the seminary will draw to a close, and some 180 of us will march down these aisles to receive our degrees. Our 180 who have come from many hometowns throughout the convention, who have spent 3 and 4 years here with our professors and fellow students, as we have listened to those professors, as we have read, as we've wrestled with particular problems, as we have taken exams on various facets of material which has been meaningful to our personal growth as well as to our ministry from this point on. The Student Coordinating Council in these 13 years has grown to include many areas of responsibility in the seminary life. The SCC is not a government. It is indeed an advisory council. It advises you, it seeks to coordinate those activities which would stimulate the student welfare of the seminary, both in the spiritual, or all in the spiritual, the social, the physical, as well as the mental well-being of all. Now, I've been honored to serve as your general chairman for this past year. Those students in other places of responsibility on the council have given their time and talents in seeking to help you in many areas of growth, many areas of service. This is basically a brief report of our year. As we thank the old council members, as we install the new, by challenging them to work hard, let me briefly state just a few of the programs which we tried to have during this past year. Our 8 standing committees fulfill their duties well. You can read of their duties in the handbook. They sought to give their best to those duties. Sports facilities, chapel programs, dramas, extension work in 5 institutions, talent shows, organ meditations, picnics. By the way, next Tuesday, we've rescheduled the picnic. The council followed many suggestions which you had, which you put in the idea boxes which were set up. A Christian Social Action Committee is now in working order. We set up a program of seminars on various subjects, and the latest to be put into action and will soon be put into action is the starting of a campus publication. Other groundwork you will hear about later. But on behalf of the entire council, we want to thank you, students, for suggesting the ideas, for letting us represent you during this year. For the faculty, we especially thank them for serving as our advisors, for giving that little bit of extra time and trying to keep us on the straight road. To the administration for giving us the freedom and support for our programs. To Truman Smith, our advisor, for his excellent way in which he has helped us. And definitely to Dr. Binkley for his inspiring, his dedicated and helpful work in which he has helped us. In every way, we thank and show our appreciation to each of you. To the retiring council, my sincere gratitude for the way you have helped me help you, the way we have worked together. I pray that you will continue on a successful journey in a successful ministry. To the new council, in turn, we challenge you to give of your best to the job which you have been elected by your fellow students. They have placed their trust in you, that you will represent them well. We hope that you will be representative of the entire student body, not one segment, but that we might have a complete fellowship here. Work with the administration and the faculty Listen to them with their older and wiser ideas. As he, as Christ is the light of the world, we pray, of course, that he will be your light above all else. Let it always be evident here to everyone that our student body, our faculty, our administration, and our staff are tied together truly in a bond of Christian love in order that a spiritual, a social, a physical, and mental fellowship of the entire seminary family might be realized both now and in the future. Thank you.
And now I live in him, and As the light takes the threat out of darkness, so truth destroys ignorance. As candles have lost some of their utilitarian value through the years, they have come to be even more symbolic of the light that leads, the truth that lights the way to purposefulness and contribution in life. It also symbolizes in its flame the purifying fire that would take away that impurity that would hinder or even destroy the effectiveness of our lives. We symbolize on this occasion in the large candle the unity and singleness of purpose toward which we continually strive as Christian servants. As participants in a common task, a common labor of love, we shall share in the lighting of candles and passing them from the outgoing council to the incoming council. The sharing of responsibility and the moving from those who have served well, the challenge of a difficult but satisfying task to those who have been given the confidence of the students of Southeastern Seminary. The outgoing council is on my left, the incoming council on my right. Will both councils please rise? The first name called will be the outgoing council member. The second name, the one whom you have elected to serve you for the next academic year. Steve Creech, Bob Knott, class representatives. Don Davis, James S. Perry. Bob Richardson, Terry Brooks. Don Stevenson, Sammy Merrill. Jerry Haywood, Alan Puffenberger. Other class representatives will come under other offices. The following are chairmen of the committees of the Student Coordinating Council. The Athletic Committee, John Singletary, a class representative, will represent Virgil Green for the old council. Rucker Burnett is the chairman for the Athletic Committee from the new council. Devotional Committee, Bob Davis, Sammy Williams. Drama Committee, John Chappell, Carol Winfield. Ethics Committee, John Whitley, class representative, will represent Jesse Kroom for the old council. Paige Shelton is from the new council. The Extension Committee of the Council, Dick Spain, one of the co-chairmen from this year's council, and Lynn Holmes from the new council. Representing the Music Committee chairman from this year's council, Francis Fenderson, the other co-chairman of the Extension Committee, will represent Lynn Holmes and Joyce Tripp of the new council. Social Committee, Todd Walter, Velma McGee. Welfare Committee, Bob Phillips, Lonnie Parker. The general officers of the council, because of the re-election of this year's secretary treasurer to succeed herself, we will have Annette McFall, a class representative from the outgoing council, represent Mary Margaret from the old council and Mary Margaret Fowler from the new council. Vice Chairman Davis Bowen, George Lewis. The General Chairman Fred Batters, Brady Searles.
Brady, you have been elected to lead your fellow students in many places of responsibility during this coming year. As you seek to lead those others who have been elected, and I challenge you to live up to that responsibility, to exert courageous and influential leadership, to give your best, to try to be representative of the entire seminary family. This gavel symbolizes the position of presiding and channeling the services of those who work with you. And then this candle symbolizing the unity and the continuity of the council, but even more challenging you to let your life be a shining influence for Christ. And as you are a witness, before those whom you meet in your place of responsibility and as you go throughout your ministry. Congratulations.
Thank you, Fred. I accept this office and the challenge of service that it brings, with the hope that I can fill the office as well as you have, Fred, during this school year. I'm sure I speak for all of us when I express appreciation for the excellent work of this council and the excellent leadership you have given, Fred. Both the new council and myself hope we can work as effectively as this year's council to express the students' needs and interests and to work in any way possible with the administration and faculty for a more meaningful and fruitful relationship. At this time, I pledge myself personally to the service of our Lord and this Christian fellowship. I ask the new council to pledge their talents and energy to this task. I also ask each member of our seminary family to dedicate himself anew to the purposes of this institution and to support this council as it seeks to carry out these purposes. As we dedicate ourselves to this fellowship, let us sing the first stanza of Blessed Be the Tie That Binds as we remain seated.
Eternal God, who art the light of the minds that know thee, we praise thee for the talents which thou hast entrusted to thy servants. We commit to thy care those who have labored diligently and faithfully as leaders of students upon this campus, and those who enter into their labors today. Send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead us and mercifully grant unto us wisdom and courage to follow thee through Jesus Christ our Lord.